Welcome to another edition of Giants Online here on Giants.com. On Sunday, the Giants travel to Kansas City for the first time since 2009. They'll take on the Chiefs. We'll talk about it over the next 15 minutes or so. I welcome in my co-host, the Senior Vice President of Communications, Pat Hanlon.
Well, since that debacle on Sunday afternoon in Carolina, the way I've distracted myself from my misery.
Would you turn your chair? Because it looks different this week.
I didn't set up the set. But anyway, I've been obsessed with what prop Fuchs would use this week. I fully expected him to come in a coffin, but he didn't.
All right, well, speaking of Fuchs.
There's no props this week.
There is nothing.
No, I mean,
it's back to basics.
It's back to work. Right. You know, I was going to think about actually bringing in a lunch pail because this team needs to go back to work.
That would have been good.
You've heard of the killer bees? This team needs to find its peas. They need to find passion. They need to find physical play. And they need to find points quickly, Bobby, because that was a debacle, Mr. Hanlon.
Artie Stapleton joins us as well to bring some clarity to all of this.
Yeah, clarity.
He's actually on point a little bit.
He is. I'm a little thrown off a little bit. I expected a shouting match. And,
No.
You guys,
I figured this is
Fuchs's territory. I think you got to find the pulse of this team. That's another P. What is the pulse of this team? What is making these Giants tick? Because you could talk all about practice, and they keep coming off the field every week saying, we had a great practice. But it's not translating into Sundays. And you got to go back, other than the Eagles game, the end of last season, the last time, ironically, they saw Andy Reid, this team has not performed on Sundays. And that is what Tom Coughlin and his staff are trying to unlock.
Another pay, puzzling.
Wow. We have a theme going on here.
Pride. You know what? Serby should be on this panel. This is right up his alley.
I'm going away from the peas. Execute, Bobby.
Let me ask you something. In the Giants win against the Cowboys, in the Giants loss against the Cowboys,
which maybe some people thought was a win, which is probably the problem they got around here.
They had three receivers that had over 100 yards. Right. They had five turnovers until the sixth turnover with two chances to win. Denver, they're down a point with 3:08 to go in the third quarter, and they move the ball. What happened last week?
Well, I think it's simple. Your O-line is not capable of functioning against a powerful front right now. Four guys rushed, and you five can't block four? I mean, come on now. Five can't block four?
And it's actually six because a lot of times the
so that's the problem because, Bobby, I mean, as simple as it sounds, running game, third and long, defense on the field too long. I mean, it's like a dam.
You say capable. I disagree with the word capable.
They did not match
the physicality
of the Carolina. Maybe with the guys you currently have in the lineup right now or hurt, they are not capable right now to block people that are stronger than them.
Here's an alarming stat. One of the reasons why the Giants are so bad on third downs right now.
Well, I don't know what you're about to say, but when it's third and 25 for three straight series or whatever.
Yeah, well, 65% of their third down attempts are 9 or more yards.
Yeah, I believe that.
You can't be successful when 22 of your 35 third downs are third and forever.
Recipe for disaster. And I think what happened with Eli Manning, he got tired of throwing the ball up there and hopefully having his wide receivers make a play for him because they were turning into interceptions. So he said, I'm going to take the sack, so maybe Carolina doesn't beat us because I'm not turning the ball over. That didn't work either.
I don't think so.
I disagree with that.
I don't think he was aggressive.
He didn't have time to make that decision.
I know he didn't have time.
he would have loved to have been able to make that decision.
He didn't have time, but your quarterback, look, the NFL is set up to pass. It's a pass-happy league.
But if you can't block, you cannot pass. And the thing is, you know, the worst fear for this team, and from my perspective, it's not Eli getting hurt. I mean, obviously, that's number one.
No, that would be.
I was going to say.
But that's something your worst fear is that's something you can't prepare for.
Okay. You know, the other thing is that this offensive line, as constituted, what if they're just not good enough? What if they are not going to get better?
We've played three games. Last week was off the charts in the wrong way.
Right.
But the first two games weren't last week. So
But their offensive, the offensive line didn't perform well. I mean, let's not forget this. Running game has been non-existent as well.
I agree with that.
My point is they made changes in the offseason up front. The biggest change that they made was they brought the rookie in at right tackle. Justin Pugh, for all intents and purposes, except for a few plays on Sunday, is doing okay. Yeah. He's the most consistent. Right. You know, the reality is if David Boss at center and Chris Snee at right guard are not 100% healthy.
Get him out.
And they are not getting better.
Get him out.
The problem is you don't have other guys to put in.
We'll explain that later.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's doing his own thing.
I like that.
No, we do. There is an answer.
Yeah, okay.
We're at
bandwidth.
Yes. We need people to refresh their button. More of Giants Online on Giants.com after this.
MSG has the best big blue shows, like Giants First and 10, 10 Things to Know for Sunday's Game, and Giants Rewind, where we break down last Sunday's action, two reasons why the only true blue home for true blue fans is MSG.
Welcome back to Giants Online here on Giants.com. Sunday, it's the Giants in Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. So we go to the Twitter questions from our faithful Giants fans. Well,
I saw a couple of them.
They're faithful.
In advance.
At Bill Maggs, in the past, teams have used quick passes against us to counter our pass rush. Why can't the Giants do this to counter the other team's pass rush?
Well, right now, the offensive line, I don't even think Eli got into a 3 or 4 step drop before guys were on his ankles. I just think you got to get a run. You have to establish a running game before you can pass.
But they can't run block. Well, when they go two tight ends,
but
it doesn't work.
You can't
stop saying can't.
We haven't been able to.
So, Bobby, we will.
Okay, why not make some changes up front and put some people up there that
are
healthy?
Where are you getting these changes?
Okay.
Where are
they? Okay, well, what I'm saying is,
Are people going to fall out of the sky?
Let's start with the center position. Enough. If Boss is not healthy, sit down.
Listen, but
I don't want to hear.
What are you doing?
So I
are you putting Cordell at center?
No,
I
want to
put
Booth
at center.
I want
to
put
Booth
there.
You put David Deal at left guard?
Yes. I want to be
a Deal just coming back.
Listen, if
Boss was just coming back before he sustained the injury last week.
David's a veteran. And he's healthy, let him play. Because I can't have guys on the field right now who are banged up and physically can't stand up.
He hasn't played for 6 weeks.
But, the reality is David Deal would have been at left guard had he not had to go for the unexpected surgery on his thumb. And they gave him a 6-week window and they wouldn't clear him. He gets cleared yesterday to come out and practice. You know, the reality is he hasn't even practiced since the second week of the season.
Against one of the best defensive front sevens in the NFL, he hasn't practiced for weeks.
And that's the scary thing, because if you go back out this week in Kansas City with the same front,
well, I think what Pat's saying, 15 sacks, I'm telling you.
Here's the other thing. People keep saying we don't have any depth. That's kind of the statement that's out there. We don't have any depth.
Why can't you put Brewer in the lineup?
No. Would you let me finish what I'm saying? What we don't have is we don't have any proven depth.
Right.
We don't have any – those guys, the Brewers, the Cordells, whoever –
Mosley.
Thank you. Mosley. These guys haven't been on the field to demonstrate that they're depth to count on. They're going to get
put in there. That's
what I'm saying. The
reality is Jim Cordell had an opportunity – in the preseason against the Jets. The Jets' front is very similar to the Kansas City front in terms of the multiple looks and everything else. Jim Cordell had a very difficult time that night. Was it fair to all of a sudden now put Jim Cordell on the bench? He hasn't gotten an opportunity in a game since. Now you're going to put him against a similar front?
I'm not.
And hope. Well,
I like Booth.
But I'm saying,
I think Booth has proved he can play
a big spot. I think Cordell deserved another shot after that Jets game. It was an unfair situation.
Brewer did start in week one.
And I'll take him, too.
Well,
put him in.
Yes.
The other problem you have to admit is that some of these young guys have not exactly seized the opportunity by the throat.
No.
Agreed.
As like, hey, now it would make your decision tough to take me out when the other guys come back.
But I also wonder how much of that is you look at the veterans in that room, and those veterans have done everything they can to help the young guys along.
Now's the time.
But the reality is, are those young guys ready to take those jobs? And how does that create a situation in that locker room for those guys at that position?
They have to be.
They have to be ready.
They have to
take those jobs.
And the guys, it's called growing pains. the Brewers, the Cordles, the guys that get in, get their feet wet, take their lumps, learn from it, get back out there and show us that you've learned from it and go get the job done.
All right,
that's where we are.
We're going to take a timeout. We're going to get to more of your questions from Twitter as we continue here with Giants Online on Giants.com.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
Welcome back to Giants Online here on Giants.com. More questions via Twitter. So we go to at GMen10. Why is there inconsistency in the pass rush? What can we do to solve these problems?
Oh, I don't think there's been inconsistency. It's been pretty consistent.
We've got three sacks.
Three sacks, which is hard to believe.
And there is consistency. We're averaging one a game.
And the other thing that's alarming, and Art, you could chime in on this, is this is carrying over now from last year.
Because last year
they struggled in this department as well.
Well, you know, the reality is, you know, they haven't been able to do anything well offensively, and that has translated onto the defensive side of the ball in the second half of these games.
It's worn them down.
You know, and I think mental toughness is a huge thing. Everybody keeps talking about physicality. The mental toughness of this team is in question. Are they ready to step up? And if they get down, are they willing to fight back? And I don't think they have. And up front, the problem is that, you know, it goes back to last year. These guys are getting doubled and triple teamed, and we talked about it last year. You've got to fight through it. You've got to figure out a way to get to that quarterback and get this offense to stop, and they can't do it.
In defense of them? Now, I know coming off 38-0, it's
defenseless.
But did they not fight back against Dallas? I mean, did they not look, fall behind? And did the defense not get stopped after stop?
Dallas seem like 3 months ago?
Look, I have good news.
I'm just giving you an example of them.
I have good news because the NFC East is not a great division, and they don't have powerful fronts. And the Giants will match up well against the Redskins, Eagles, and Cowboys. That's just a fact. But when they get in against teams that have big fronts, Denver, Kansas City, Carolina, we got a problem.
Chicago.
Here's what's happened, and you and Carl Banks do the review every week. Here's what's been disconcerting to me the last couple weeks, especially. Forget about last week, but anyway,
last week, it was 10-0. If they get a stop at the end of the first half and hold them to a field goal.
That's what I'm getting to, though.
Well, if they convert.
The start of the second half, there's a pattern at the start of the second half where the opposition comes out and runs the ball right at us.
Or around
and
the edge.
And then for whatever reason, we haven't been able to respond to that. And that's about being physical, right?
Right.
And once you're physical, you're going to look like
you're mentally tough. Let's face it. You're a defensive player. You give the ball back to the offense. You know, you got an interception. You got to score there. Come on, this is the NFL.
Aaron Ross's interception was a huge key in that game. I mean, that was the spark that this team needed.
Exactly.
They were right there, right for a touchdown to go in, and then what happens? It's a holding penalty. It's a sack. It's all the way back, and the game falls apart.
It was back-to-back turnovers. It was the muff punt. Then the Giants didn't do that much with it. Pin them deep. Then he throws the pick, and out of all that, you had no points, which is obviously frustrating.
Here's the great thing about this week. Out of all the questions, all these questions that you geniuses are posing, most of which are legitimate questions.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to find out what the answers are. And that's what I like about the attitude of this team and this coach this week is, show me who you are.
But Tom's attitude hasn't changed.
He's always
that way. It's about the players.
He's amazing. Yeah, they got to play better. It's simple as that.
Well, the players have accepted that responsibility. They know that.
All right.
You can't fall on your sword any more than our players have this week. They have publicly expressed the fact that they were humiliated, right? And they've expressed the fact that they were humbled. Now let's go do something about it.
Yeah, I mean, Beattie did it right after the game. All right, let's do your predictions.
Wow, I mean, Kansas City is a tough spot. But look, they've been playing so well. They're due for a bad game. The Giants have been playing so poor. They're good. These players, maybe they run out of the gate. They realize the game starts at 1. I don't know. Maybe the Giants win a game this week, 24-21.
Tremendous analysis.
I've been believing this team was going to break out. I'm at the point now where I got to see it to actually believe it. 2010, Kansas City.
All right, there we are. We're out of time.
Okay.
Bandwidth is gone.
Over.
For Pat Hanlon and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Make sure you join us each and every week here on Giants.com for another edition of Giants Online. Enjoy your football, everybody.